Today is Monday, the 27th of July, 2026. We thank you for joining us as we join forces to thank God for another day. Our Minute with the Master is from Isaiah 65, verse 24. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. This morning's scripture is a powerful reminder that whatever today brings, God is already aware of it. Not only does he see everything that will unfold today, but he also holds it all in his divine control. Nothing catches him off guard. He knows every need that will arise, and he knows how he will meet it before we're even aware that we have it. God often moves on our behalf long before we cry out to him. He intervenes quietly, protecting us from dangers we do not even see. He strengthens us for challenges that have not yet reached us, and he shields us from burdens that will never make it past. The reminder for you today is this: God has already put plans in motion to handle everything that concerns you. He has gone ahead of you to prepare the way. He has already crafted solutions for prayers that are yet to be prayed. He has healing lined up for the illness that persists. He has restoration planned for the child who seems far from his reach. He has favor prepared for that job that is still undiscovered. He has provision in place for that mortgage that weighs heavy and that bill that is still unpaid. Nothing escapes his attention. No detail is overlooked. His plans are precise, timely, and full of grace. So rest in today's scripture. Know that the God who goes before you is already at work. What you cannot fix, he has already figured out. What you do not understand, he has already resolved. Before your prayers leave your lips, God already has the answer in his hand. Our prayer team this morning is Vicki and Elder Timms. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Vicki.
Good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Alec of Sarasota, Florida. We pray for the Lord to keep him protected as he goes to work each day and for God to send good things his way. Vincent F. He is hospitalized at Advent Health Hospital on Rollins Street in Orlando. We lift him for relief and healing. Sister Alberta Z, she is hospitalized. We pray for God to regulate her body and heal her fully. All the sick among us, we ask God to renew bodies and replenish strength. Those needing a breakthrough, we ask God to open all manner of doors and grant miracles, increase, and abundance. Families, we ask God to protect family relationships and family unit. We continue to pray for the Lord to open a path for healthy communications, for connections that are broken to be restored, for bonds that were destroyed to be mended, and for families everywhere to be made whole. Those searching for a place to live, we pray for the Lord to bless them with the home that is right for them, a place that is affordable and safe. Those in America with temporary residential status, we pray for the Lord to be a refuge and guide for all who are being uprooted and sent back to their home countries. We ask God to surround them with his peace and safety and provide for every need. Everyone on the call this morning, we pray God strengthens our compassion toward those who are down and out. He makes us more sensitive to those who need to forgive and for him to supply us with all we need spiritually, emotionally, and financially in this day. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice for the end of racial disparity, for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end of Russian hostility in the Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children, senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for our neighborhoods and secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Be blessed.
Our Father, this morning, which are in heaven, we hallow your name this morning, giving you the praise, thanking you for another day, another opportunity. We choose to believe that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. Circumstances come and go, situations come and go, but we made a choice that the joy of the Lord would be our strength. We asking you this morning to forgive us and wash us and cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness, anything we've done or said that was not pleasing in your sight. We don't want nothing to become between you and us. And we thank you this morning that every promise that's in that Bible belongs to us. We thank you, Lord, that you never leave us, nor will you forsake us. You're with us to the end of age. We thank you, God, for being the bread of life. Thank you for the activities of our limbs and blood pumping in our veins. We thank you for a roof over our head and clothes for our back, shoes for our feet, transportation and occupation. We thank you this morning, God, as we stand in the gap and as we pray for one another, as we look to you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We pray for Alex that all will be well with him, that you'll provide for him in the name of Jesus. You'll open up doors for Alex in Sarasota. Yes, Lord, we pray for the favor of God to be upon him. We pray for them that need to recover in their health. Will recover. You know, God, that all sickness was brought to the cross. And we pray this morning, and we stand in the gap, and we make up the hedge for all doctors in the name of Jesus, all nurses, those that are taking care of people, all caregivers. We pray this morning for recovery, for rebuilding, that is well. Take up your bed and walk, that you strengthen them, that their blood flows properly, that their joints be mended in the name of Jesus. Sickness have to go in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that breakthrough is on the way. Whatever we believe in you for, we pray for breakthrough is on the way in the name of Jesus. And Father, you created family from the beginning. When man was in the garden with the animals and the birds and the trees and the flowers, you said it was not good for man to be by himself. Then you created woman, and then out of woman became children. We pray now for the family unit, that you will protect them, that they will be restored, that brokenness will be healed, communication will be restored, and love will be their glue. You never intended for families to be separated in the name of Jesus. We pray for restoration in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We give you glory for them that are looking for a place to stay. Father, we know that you're the answer to all of our problems. We pray for housing. We pray for them that have been separated will come back together. We pray, Father, that they don't live on the streets. In the name of Jesus, that you provide for them and they will recognize that you're the one can do all things. Yes, God. We pray that you be all men refuge. Be the hiding place. Those that are being sent back, be the hiding place and the provision for them. You said that you were our refuge. You are our help in time of trouble, in time of need. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We pray this morning for them that are holding stuff, that they will release it and forgive. In the name of Jesus, we pray for them that are down and out, want to give up, feeling like life is not worth living. The devil is a lie because you gave us life and you gave it more abundantly. We thank you now that we will navigate through the seasons of our lives and see your goodness and your kindness. Yes, God, to see you in everything. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our neighbors on the left and on the right, in front and in back. We pray that our neighborhood will be a safe haven. We pray now that no robbers and murderers, pedophiles, killers will enter our neighborhood or come near our dwelling place. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the church house, the White House, and your house and my house. We pray that the blood will be splattered on the doorposts, on the windows and the frames of our house. And most of all, God, we pray that we speak life and that more abundantly, that our words will frame our lives. It will frame our children's lives. We pray for our children, our adult children. We speak life and good health and goodwill toward them, for our grandchildren will grow up and be somebody for God. We pray this morning for the schools and the schoolhouses that will begin to open up. We pray that it be bulletproof. In the name of Jesus, we pray that the children will come with an attitude and a personality and a character to learn. In the name of Jesus, we pray for good teachers and good administration. Yes, God. Yes, God. We pray this morning that you're blessed going in and you're blessed coming out. We pray this morning you are the head and not the tail. We pray that your weeping endure for a night, but it's good morning time. Yes, Lord, that your bodies will be healed and your mind will be regulated. In the name of Jesus, we pray that sickness that's hidden will be exposed. And we pray that the enemy will be exposed to. We bless you now. Oh, we bless you, God. We honor you, God. And we appreciate you, God. It's a good day to have a good day. We thank you for all things, how you work all things out. We thank you, God. Even in the 11th hour, you show up. That's why it's a good day. That's why it's morning time. We praise you. We acknowledge you, that you are good. And besides you, there is no other. They searched everywhere, couldn't find nobody to take up the cross. But you stay stepped in and stepped on and stretched out and rose on the third day that we might have life. Yes, God, we pray for the oppressed and the depressed. Ah, God, that they be delivered. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We appreciate you. We honor you this morning. We pray for our bread and our water, that you take disease from among us and give us a long life. We pray that our bodies will heal themselves. In the name of Jesus, we speak miracles. We speak revival. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, and we glorify you, we honor you, and we appreciate you, we love and adore you, in Jesus' name, thank God, and amen.
Thank God, amen, and thank you, Elder Timms. We pray for the peace and the favor of God to go with you throughout the day. We will gather again tomorrow at 6 a.m. This ends our time together on this Monday morning. Goodbye.